الله الرحمن الرحيم. شارف بلاوت شیخ اول عارف بالله رومی وقت تبریز دوراز شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں. سیوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سیوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سیوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے, سیوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سیوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سیوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن, سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن, بجز آہ کے کچھ سہارا نہیں ہے, سیوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سیوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سیوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل, نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل, میرے بہار غم کا کنارا نہیں ہے, میرے بہار غم کا کنارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. کوئی کشتی غم کہنا خدا بھی, کوئی کشتی غم کہنا خدا بھی, میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں ہے, میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے, یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے, نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے, نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن, سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن, بجز آہ کے کچھ سہارا نہیں ہے, بجز آہ کے کچھ سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. There are very many ways of acquiring the taqwa of Allah Ta'ala, the fear of Allah. And the fear is really, which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, to fear Allah, not in the fear of Allah as we fear a snake or a dog, na'uzu billah, but in the love of Allah, we fear Him. That is, we don't want to upset Him, we don't want His anger. And He who has been so kind to us, who has given us our existence, who has made us into human beings, made us Muslims, given us the great treasure of Iman, made us in the Ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then made us to be from the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. There is a very great favor of Allah Ta'ala, and to be connected with the ulama al-haq, with the true ulama, to be in that fraternity, in that group, this is a great favor. So a person who shows so much favor, if a father gives everything to his sons, a husband gives everything to his wife, then just because of those favors, a person feels, I must not upset them. I can't disobey them in the least bit whatsoever. So Allah's favor, Allah gave us our existence from non-existence. Scientists believe that matter cannot be created, it cannot be destroyed. That is according to them. But Allah Ta'ala creates anything. Whenever one Allah wants to, it's just one kun, and everything is created. There are no limited resources to the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's sifat also again as such. Like Allah Ta'ala's, His unlimited treasures. And then the forgiveness of Allah knows no limits also. It's not only I can forgive you to this point, after that I can't forgive you. And Allah Ta'ala's jood and karam, kindness and generosity also knows no limit. If Allah gives, Allah doesn't have to fear that my treasures will get finished. No, Allah just keeps on. Allah, there is no limit to the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. So for that we have to have that love of Allah, and in that love that we don't disobey Allah, which we term the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That we fear Allah, we fear the anger to upset Allah ta'ala. So Hazrat writes this beautiful poem, Mere mauje gham be sahara nahi hai. The waves of my love of Allah are not without any direction. There is a support, there is a direction. There is somebody who is showing me the way. Usually when we go to the sea, and if a person has to be at night in the sea, and he's an amateur, he doesn't know the sea. Once you just go about even 5-10 meters in the sea, you wouldn't know which side is the coast, which side is the deep end, what is happening. And if you are lost like that, instead of coming back to the shore, you might just well go more deeper in. The waves are hitting back from this side also, you see waves. From that side also, you see waves. You lose your direction. So, and also, a person who has got excessive lust, for example, he also loses direction. If he's got guidance, he knows which way he must go. Otherwise, he just wants to satisfy his lust. And then with whoever it might be, whenever, wherever, however, he'll just want to do that. A person who has got that lust for money, and he just wants money all the time, that person also won't consider situations, he won't consider himself also, that what is what happened, he just wants to get more and more money. Everything, whatever it might be, whatever this showed, this love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that also has to have guidance. Otherwise, people in the love of Allah got misguided also. Like for example, which is common, the Barelvis, many times in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they went right out of the limits. And they made Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam alimul ghaib. The Christians, in the love of Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, they made him Khuda. So the love of Allah also needs to be directed. There has to be a pilot, a leader, a captain who will be able to lead. Otherwise, this love can also lead you to many wrong things. Even the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Many people, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jailani Rahmatullah Alayhi, very great person, but the excessive love they had for him, and without the correct direction, they made him also like the make sajda at his qabr, and they ask him their needs, etc. So this is what love, if it is. So Hazrat says, very maj gham be sahara nahi hai. The waves of my love of Allah are not without a support, without a guide. Siva tere koi sahara nahi hai. Besides you, O Allah Ta'ala, I've got no support. If a person really has some ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, he will know that he has got no support besides Allah Ta'ala. Wherever you are putting your trust on a person, if you ask attorneys, etc., many times a person, the man, to save on taxes, he puts some of his assets, properties on the wife's name. And he's 100% confident, it's my wife, it's just her name, she knows, everyone knows it's mine. But you don't know when her heart turns. And then she walks away with everything. It happens already, that you put the house on the wife's name. And finally, she gets a court order to take you out from there. It's not her house. You just put it on her name, but she puts you out of the house. And the next worst thing you come to know, that your best friend is now married to her. And he is living there in your place where you did everything. So it's nobody who can help us. Don't trust anyone or anything. It's only Allah Ta'ala there. And we have to build that real relationship with Allah. May Allah bless us over that. Siva tere koi hamara nahi hai. Like just we trust this one will support me, that one will help me, but besides you, and if you make Allah happy, everything is in your favor. You make Allah unhappy, Allah is the one who turns the hearts against you. Whenever we have disputes, especially in the home, which is common unfortunately, very common unfortunately, then it is not that this happened, that happened, and the blame game starts. You blame her, she blames you. It is you have displeased Allah. And Allah uses whom He wants to, what He wants to, and how He wants to, He can use it. And Allah, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. And the planning of Allah Ta'ala, there is no limit to Allah's planning. Like this, for example, any intelligence department or any the people who torture also, they got a certain amount of things by which, but Allah, there is no limit to anything of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's kindness and benevolence, if you get Allah to be happy, Allah is on your side, then there is no limit in which ways Allah will help you. We might think with money, with this, with that, Allah's ways of helping also are unlimited. So if we have Allah, so that is what Hazrat is guiding us to, find Allah Ta'ala. Samandar ka sahil, baharo ka daman. And how can you find Allah of the very many ways? When we go for a holiday, we feel we are too tired now, we need to take a little rest, we need a break. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when people told him to go, and Hazrat also, mashallah. For example, just before that, once we were in Port Elizabeth, and there also they got this dolphin show. So Hazrat likes all animals and all, and to see the Qudrat of Allah, that is what. So then Hazrat asked in detail, and it's really surprising how far Hazrat thinks. So he asked, how is it at all, how does the show go, etc. So they say, there are those young ladies, and they are dressed very, very scantily. Then Hazrat said, he won't go. People, the friends there, were insisting on Hazrat, that you don't have to see there, you just have to see the animal, we are not going to see, our intention is not that also, etc. So much so they went, they took names of certain great wuzurs, they also went and see, and nothing wrong, you can go and see, but Hazrat didn't go. He said, if that is the case, I won't go. So, to see the Qudrat of Allah, that is the object. And wherever there is little bit haram attached to it, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written that according to the Ahnaf, our way or our mazhab is that many things are they are not only permissible, but they are an objective also. Like listening to ashar to create and enhance the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But if there's little bit music involved. Now, according to some other ulama, then that can be tolerated. Because the main object is this year. But according to the Ahnaf, the minute there is something against Shariat, then we cut it out. We leave it out. So that, and some of our ulama went to this extent, which is not our way and the way of our ulama. Like they didn't make the Faraz Hajj also, because we had to take a photo. So that this is not permissible, they didn't go for Faraz Hajj also. So to this extent that all this, and today in everything almost, there is something or the other of these things. So, so when one time we were telling Hazrat to go to the Kruger National Park to go and see the animals and that. When we were leaving, Hazrat said that, I'm going there not to see the animals, the creator of the animals. That how Allah has made the lion. The elephant, and that is all the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah's great qudrat, if Allah is on your side, that is, and we make almost generally, we make every other effort but getting Allah on our side. And what we have to do is we have to make that effort to get Allah on our side. And Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that deen is clear, that all the halal is clear, the haram is clear, and everyone knows basically what are all the halal, what are all the haram, what are the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and that is what we must observe. And then Allah has been so kind, if a tricky situation comes where we cannot reach there with our knowledge, Allah has given us the ulama, then He has given us the muftis, and they will decide, they will tell us what to do. So we have to follow, and we have to just try and win the love of Allah. And Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali says, no matter where a person has reached, which lowest ebb he has come, he has come right at the bottom he is, but he, for him also, just turn to Allah, and Allah's doors of mercy are wide open for him also. So much so, our Shaykh rahmatullah Ali used to say, that a person generally, he wants everything the best. For example, 50-60 year old man, his wife has passed away, he wants to get married again. He's not going to look for a 50-60 year old woman, he wants a 15-20 year old girl. And our Shaykh says that therefore the many of these old men, they can't get married, because they want a young girl, and a young girl doesn't want an old man. So they can't get married. But anyway, we all, for animal you want to slaughter, and the masala also is of qurbani. If there's a nice big animal, but its meat is not edible, and it's expensive also. And you can buy with that two or three other animals, a bit smaller, which qualify, according to the masalas, they qualify. But the meat is good and edible, it is preferable to slaughter the two, three, instead of that one animal which you'll pay so much. Many places these goats are reared and brought up in such a way, and the animals, the prices go up to 60, 80, 100,000 rand, but the meat is not edible. So though you're paying so much, if you buy other animals which the meat is edible, that is preferable. But Allah, so we want everything young, fresh, healthy, and Allah is that being that now you are old, Hazrat says, your money is finished, your health is finished, you got no one to see to you, nothing. But you turn to Allah, Allah won't say, Buddha, old man, now when you are finished, now you came to me. All this time you couldn't come to me when you were young, when you had money, when you had health, then you couldn't come to me. Now you come to me. Allah will open his heart and Allah will receive him open-heartedly. Allah Ta'ala won't say, the minute you turn to Allah, Allah Ta'ala accepts you. So that is our Allah. So kind, so gracious, and so merciful. You could have made gunas, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, the whole world full. So much gunas, Allah will meet you with so much of forgiveness. all you do is turn to Allah Ta'ala. So Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, if we have upset Allah, then it's not difficult, make tawbah. The doors of tawbah and Allah's mercy are wide open. Just turn to Allah, but in sincerity, don't just for a time being, just your problem is over, then you forget Allah Ta'ala again. How many of us are such? Tahajjud starts also, five times namaz with jamaat also starts, everything. But the problem is over. How many places in the Quran Sharif Allah mentions this? That the minute the problem is over, then now they forget Allah Ta'ala. Now we must carry on and sincerely, and don't also try and please Allah just to solve your problem at that time. Turn to Allah because you have to, He is the only one. Tere siwa koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. So sincerely turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And make your mashuras also, and that also with sincerity. Put the proper true picture. Many of us, we conceal half of the things. Or we exaggerate some things. Or some things we don't mention, etc. But put the proper bashara, then inshallah you will get proper guidance also. And in fact, in that case, you won't even need to make mashura, Allah will guide you. So may Allah tabaraka ta'ala bless us with these realities. Samandar ka sahil, paharo ka daman. All these things of nature, the sunrise, the sunset, the mountains, the seas, the waters, what Allah's creation. You see the swallows flying there in the air. You see the buck, how it runs and all that. All these things produce ah ke kuch sahara nahi hai. That I say, Ya Allah, who is the creator? And not only the creator, and then Allah Ta'ala, Allah didn't give 1 year warranty or 5 years warranty or 100 kilometer warranty plan. No, Allah Ta'ala forever and ever Allah is there. And Allah Ta'ala He creates. He is the one who maintains. Nobody is maintaining our eyes, our throat, our nose, our ears, our heart. How many things? It's only Allah Ta'ala. Nobody else can. You can go for expensive surgery and everything. Then Allah's hukam is not there, nothing is going to happen. And so Allah is that being that sometimes you go for some treatment and you pay so much but no results. And sometimes with just a simple house medicine, And you get total shifa and cure. But it is that connection with Allah Ta'ala. And all asbab are asbab. That means they are means. Asbab are not arbab. They are not Allah Ta'ala. Sabab is a sabab. It is not Rabb. So what we have to do is we have to turn to Allah. And these asbab, we have been permitted to use them. If it was in a very strict sense, we shouldn't have been permitted, because Allah is the only doer. But Allah Ta'ala has made it permissible. You use asbab, but your yaqeen on asbab is totally haram. That is shirk. Don't trust the asbab. Know that only Allah is the doer. And this is that fine line that we have, the dividing line. That one side, we using asbab. If Allah Ta'ala gave us our food without working for it, then everyone's yaqeen should be Allah is the giver of food. But Allah made the test. You work for your food and your rosy. And when it comes, have the yaqeen. That's not your effort. There are many people making more effort than you, but they are not getting their rosy. It is only in the hands of others that don't make any effort, and Allah gives them their rosy. It's all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So with that realization, that ah that comes from the heart, besides that, I've got no support. That only you are the doer of everything. I see the whole entire creation, but I realize, oh Allah, you alone are the doer. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauj musalsal. As you are seeing by this, sitting by the sea, you see the waves never come to an end. Continuously. If you want to sit till 11 o'clock at night, sit till 3 o'clock in the morning, the waves don't come. 24 hours the waves are just carrying on. And alhamdulillah, the same at Kaaba Sharif also. It's not when we were there, the crowds were so big, and now we are gone to Jeddah, we are coming back home, now it's quiet there. No, it carries on. We have a function. During that function period, oh, there are cars, there are people, there is the environment, movement, everything. But once the function is over, everything is over. For example, here in the masjid, when we have our jalsa till the Yawmul Ahad Sunday, Zohar time, everything is full. Asr time you come, you see it's almost empty. And by the next day, it's like nothing. But at Kaaba Sharif, it's just carry on. And now at Rozai Mubarak also, 24 hours, the people are just carrying on. In this way, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat also doesn't come to an end. It's coming all the time, mauje musalsal. Mere bihr-e-gham ka kinara nahi hai. And the sea of my love of Allah has also got no shore. May Allah bless us with that love of Allah which has got no shore, that our love just flows all the time. And Allah's love comes, not that we can have it, Allah puts that. It comes from the side of Allah. And whom Allah chooses and loves, Allah puts it in that person and he goes towards Allah Ta'ala. May Allah make us all from them. And our work is to beg of Allah, to have that desire all the time. Then Allah puts it in a person. And there are two types of this love. One is that love which Alhamdulillah we have consciously now. We accept we are Muslims. When we are born, we didn't know anything. Almost all of us sitting here, we were born in Muslim homes, we grew up as Muslims and we accepted everything. But now that you are grown up, now you know also. But still we accept it, that's a sign of the love of Allah. We are making our five times namaz, is a sign of the love. We identify ourselves as Muslims. Even if a person outwardly is not dressed and appears like a Muslim, but he knows, he identifies himself with the Muslim, that is also the love of. So that is one. And a person who has more, but then that love which Allah blesses and puts in the heart, that is a complete different thing. There are many, many today, husbands, wives, who are staying together, but they haven't got that love in their hearts. But they are saying, it's my duty, I have to fulfill it. Even that much with Allah Ta'ala is sufficient. Allah accepts that also. But that husband and wife, both of them got feeling for one another, they love for each other, etc. What to say of that marriage? How much enjoyment? So that connection with Allah, that is really where Hazrat wants to take us to. That from your heart you have that love of Allah Ta'ala. Wherever you are, your thoughts are with Allah Ta'ala. Anything you decide, first is with Allah. For example, a serious sickness, illness comes to you, your family, anyone, your first thoughts go to Allah. Ours normally is unfortunately the last. We think of doctors immediately, emergency, this doctor, that doctor, phone this person. And the last, finally, we leave it to Allah Ta'ala. But the first thoughts, if they go to Allah Ta'ala, any, there is a happy occasion, a wedding, etc., do we think of Shariat and the commands of Allah Ta'ala? Mere bihr gham ka kinara nahi hai. There is no shore to the sea of my love of Allah. It just carries on and on all the time. As Allah Ta'ala is unlimited, the love for Him will also be unlimited. Koi kashti gham ka hai na khuda bhi. Every ship of the love of Allah has got a pilot, the captain also to guide the ship. Can you imagine if there is a ship at sea and there is no one to guide the ship? The waves are going to throw it from this side to that side. The winds will blow it from this side to that side. We need a guide also who will guide the ship in that correct direction. Meri mauje gham be sahara nahi. The sea, the waves of my love of Allah are also not without any support. And in that way, you stay within the limits. Like Allama Qasida Burda Sharif, Allama Busairi Rahmatullah Ali says that the Christians don't do what they have done. In their love of Isa Ali Salatu Wasalam, they made him God, or they made him the Son of God, whatever they, or one of the three, they made him that. Don't do that in your love of Nabi, that you need a guide, you need a limit. Don't make Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, that he's Alimul Ghaib, he's present everywhere, and he knows all the unseen, Hazir, Nazir, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is present. Don't make your peer also, that he's Alimul Ghaib, he knows my inner conditions all the time. That is shirk. that nobody knows besides Allah Ta'ala. And there are certain things, the knowledge of which Allah has given to nobody, not even to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, not to Jibreel Ali Salatu Wasalam. It's only by Allah Ta'ala. So believe in Allah as we have to believe in Allah. And the man of Allah, they got the high positions which Allah has given them, but to that limit. So we need this guidance. Otherwise, a person, when he hasn't got that, he will go out of the limit. Yakhtar usi ka hai, jo aap ka hai. And how fortunate is that person who can say that I'm only, that person is only my friend who is your friend. Today, unfortunately, everyone else is our friend, but that we have those friends who are the friends of Allah. And when that liking comes in our heart, appreciate that also. The friends of Allah Ta'ala, the awliya, if we have got a natural liking for them, a person can be far also from deen. But that love of his for the man of Allah, that will take him very far also by Allah Ta'ala. Nahi aapka, jo hamara nahi hai. And that person is not yours. When you have got that taste, then you'll sit with such people. You'll be comfortable with such people. For necessity, you have to talk to other business, you have to do other things you have to do, you'll have to, but you are not, you don't socialize with them. You don't mix with them to that extent. But those that you love and enjoy, they invite you for a meal, you invite them, you sit together, you talk. And what are you talking? All about deen, about the love of Allah. May Allah bless us with this reality, inshallah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدمه ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأفاق وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are on these fortunate days of Eid al-Adha, and how many things Allah Ta'ala has really, as a poet says, that, O Allah, my lap is too small, your favors are so many. My basket is too small, the way the diamonds are falling in and the gold nuggets are falling. I can't contain them, Ya Allah. Allah put us in that season, Allah made us Muslims. May Allah let us value our value. Today, there are millions of Muslims, but we forget other people, we don't value our value. A mu'min is a great, great person. When Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Taif to give da'wat, and then the people chased him out, put the youngsters, who is Nabi Ali? And Nabi Ali sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he says, Ana sayyidu wuldi Adam wala fakhra li. I am the greatest of the children of Adam alayhi salam, and no pride. I have no pride. It is Allah's favor he made me. So he knew who he was. And yeah, how the people are treating him. And he used to say also, many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you are treating the Nabi of Allah like this. What will happen to you? So he knew. But there when he was, one of them had some putty and sent some grapes for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. When he started eating, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. One person, he said, who are you? Taking Allah's name. He realized that today, unfortunately, when we start to eat, mostly we unfortunately forget. But just taking the name of Allah is a very, very big thing. So he said, he asked him, who are you? He says, I'm from Nainawa, where Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was. He said, I'm the brother of Yunus alayhi salam. He was a Nabi of Allah. I'm also a Nabi of Allah ta'ala. So just taking the name of Allah is something very, very great. So we as Muslims, may Allah let us know that when a Muslim is one who submits to the commands of Allah. Totally. And Allah has made us amongst those people. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. My everything, every ibadat, form of ibadat, all my salat, and my living, my dying is only for Allah rabbul alameen. May Allah bring that reality that we have that within us, that every moment, whatever, and this is what really suluk is supposed to take us to. That every of my eating, my going to toilet, everything is only for Allah tabaraka ta'ala. One person had a problem, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written this. So somebody told him, go to that buzurg who lives near the river or the sea somewhere, little small hut, and go and visit him. So he chased him away, what you wasting my time, I've got nothing here and there. So he insisted, that buzurg finally told him, after quite a little putting him off, he says, go and make dua and your work will get done by that buzurg who never ever had a relationship, close relationship with his wife, and who never ever ate food. That person went away. Then his wife told him, he said, all these children, you said you never had relationship, then from where are all these children? You are accusing me wrongly, totally wrongly, and you say you never ate food, and all the food, every day you eat it, all that food. So he said that I never ate it for my sake. The children I had, that relationship also was only for Allah's pleasure. Food also I had was only for, it wasn't I that I wanted it. In other words, the eating also, and the having that close relationship also, never because of my nafs and to satisfy and gratify myself, but just for Allah ta'ala. So that is where ikhlas, we talk about it, we expound on it, but really that is where we have to reach. May Allah let us reach there. And this continuous effort that is being made in the various forms of deen is all that these qualities must come into us. That finally, not only when we making salat, how many of us, namaz also perhaps, how many of us make our niyats correct? We just start with namaz, but that niyat that it is only for Allah's pleasure. And sometimes without consciousness, and sometimes with consciousness, we just have to show face, especially like occasion of a funeral. How many of us really go for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? And how many of us go just to show face or to save face? That they'll say you didn't come and you're so close and whatever. And how many of us really go for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? So all this ikhlas, which our buzurg say is one of the last things that comes in a person when he walks the road. The station of ikhlas comes somewhere right at the end. And that also, shaitan deceives us many times, that he says that first have ikhlas, then do amal. Because if there is no ikhlas, that amal is useless. Allah only accepts that with ikhlas. Our buzurgs give a beautiful example. This glass here, if you don't have the glass, where are you going to put water in? So have the glass first, make your glass. So make your amal of namaz, your tilawat, your zikr, your umrah, your going in jamaat, everything, have that amal. Then ikhlas will come right at the top. Fill it up also with all the amal that have to be done for umrah, that have to be done for namaz, do everything. ikhlas will be putting towards the end. But doesn't mean that we don't worry. That is if you work towards ikhlas. Ikhlas will come at that time. So that is what we have to work for to reach that stage of ikhlas. One time, Hazrat Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi asked Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, is there any stage more higher than ikhlas also? So he said, Hazrat, we don't know, you tell us. So he said, Radha bil qada. That is tafweed, that you leave everything in the matter of Allah's hands. As Maulana said this morning, that Buzurg, when he made dua and his dua was accepted, he made shukr to Allah Ta'ala. When his dua was not accepted, he made 10 times shukr to Allah. That when my dua was accepted, my desire was fulfilled. Alhamdulillah, Allah, you fulfilled. When you didn't, outwardly, every dua is accepted. In different forms, whether it's in dunya or akhirat, but duas are accepted. Must never give up on duas. Never. It comes in the hadith that until you say my duas are not accepted, till then your duas are accepted. But in different forms they are accepted. And when it's outward, the dua, it appeared that it wasn't accepted, you should make 10 times shukr. That Ya Allah, when what I wanted you gave me, Alhamdulillah, I got my satisfaction. And when you didn't, you did what you wanted to do. And that is what is the, and you are the all wise, you are the hakim, you are the hakim, mutmain baithe hai ya rab, ke tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai, that Allah knows, so 10 times shukr. But ours will be completely opposite. We'll say that our duas are not getting accepted. We will become angry also. And sometimes even we go more beyond that limit also. So we should always turn to Allah Ta'ala in sincere. So Allah Ta'ala has made us Muslims. Then the season which Allah has given us, which starts right from Rajab with Namaz, with Shaban, with Tawbah and Istighfar, then what the highlight of Ramadan Allah gave us. How to earn, how to purify ourselves. Immediately Ramadan is finished and the crescent of the moon is sighted. Now the days, the mawsam, the Ashhur al-Hajj have started. Now Allah says we have done everything. Now come to me. Like for example, any person who is working for a government, for the headquarters, for anything, and he's done wonderful. Now they invite him to headquarters. Now they invite him to Parliament House. Now we are going to give you a big reception. You have done your work so well. Now the days of Hajj have come in. And we can see how Allah is calling the people, how they are flocking and going for Hajj. Keep in our minds now, at this very moment, the whole mataf is full. People are making tawaf, people are making their du'as, and Allahu Akbar. Today we know what evil is carrying on in the world. But in the mataf, man and woman, Allah has kept, Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh Damad Rahmatullah Ali, what uloom and what ma'rifat of Allah and of deen, Allah had blessed them with. That the du'a, when we enter the haram, one of the du'as that we should make, Allahumma zid hadha al-bayt ta'zeema wa tashreefa wa takreeman wa mahaba. Oh Allah, increase this house of yours with great, great honor, and at the end, mahaba. That with the awe, with your awe. Increase this house with your awe. And for the people who go to make Hajj, increase them also in respect, in honor. But there the word mahaba is not used. That don't put awe in them also. That people be afraid of them. Why? Because if the people are afraid of the man of Allah Ta'ala, then the people won't come near them and they won't benefit of deen. And why mahaba for Kaaba Sharif? Because men and women are making tawaf together there. And for women, to cover their face is not permitted, but they mustn't show their face at the same time. So they must use such a mean like a cap or something, but they mustn't, that cloth must not touch their face. But we know generally, almost 99% that is not being done. And there are women from around the world, a person might get that, I can see all this woman, but the way Allah has made it, that the person with filthy ideas also, he doesn't look around. You don't find any haram, anything happening there. This is all the fazl of Allah, that around there, and at this moment, how many, not millions, but hundreds of thousands of people are busy making tawaf, etc. And at Rauza Mubarak also, at this very moment, people are just reading Salatu Salam. And how many people in Riyadul Jannah, Rauzatul Jannah, you don't find place also. Very difficult to find place. And now generally in Masjid al-Nabawi, they have made it such that they allow certain amount of people at a time in various sections. First it was for the woman, now it is for the man also. There is, because the crowds are so big. So what is this? And this is now that Allah has called his true Aashiq. Mere behr gham ka koi kinara nahi hai. That there also, if you can help it, really the true Aashiq, he'll want to sit in Masjid al-Nabawi 24 hours. He'll want to sit in Haram. If his legs can carry him, he will want to make a tawaf after tawaf. It's not very long ago when people used to make so many umrahs also. Now they don't encourage that. But people should make their hajj finish. One umrah finish, then they gone back to Tan'im. Make another umrah again. And it was very common. So that desire, may Allah Ta'ala create that. That is what we have to try and cultivate within us. From inside the true desire. And all this is when we have completed our basic things. Generally, iman you have got now. Work on your iman. It brings you on to salat, which is inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, the most important matter according to me is your namaz. And namaz we must try our utmost that we make it with jamaat and with all its requisites. Try and fulfill the rites of namaz. Namaz is the most important thing. May Allah bless us and keep us steadfast on our whole deen and namaz. Then rozas, alhamdulillah, zakat. Now all that is completed and you don't have to wait till it's completed. When hajj is for us, go for hajj. But normally this is the procedure. That a person does all this, now he comes in the presence of Allah. He comes with his iman and with his namaz and with his roza and with his zakat. And now he's in the, now you are really, you have qualified, so to say, to come here. And now you are the guest of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Akbar. A person who is the one person, was going for Hajj, young man. Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, saw him and I told him, where's your bags, your provision and that? He says, I'm going to the king's house. I don't have to, what must I take with? He's going to look after me. He wants to give me everything, accommodation, all my needs. He's going to see to. It is like the king has invited you and you go with your brown bread and rooibos tea. That you're going to have that. What hasn't he prepared for you there? And you going with your little small provisions. When they came to the miqat where they have to put on now the ihram, he's not putting on his ihram. So that Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi asked him, he said, I'm so afraid that if I have to say labbaik, and from there Allah has to say la labbaik. Your labbaik is not accepted. From that again, fortunately or unfortunately, we'll just digress a little. One buzurg was making hajj for 30 years, every year. And on the 30th year or so, when he said labbaik, his khadim was with him to see to him. He also heard that from there, the sound came, la labbaik, your labbaik is not accepted. So he said, Hazrat, did you hear that? He said, yes, I'm hearing that, and for the past 30 years I'm hearing. Say, then why are you wasting your time? You're still making hajj when it's not accepted? He said, where else can I go? There is no other door for me. There is my only door. There is no other door for me. On that Allah said, your 30 years hajj is not worthy of acceptance, but now I accept all of them. So we can never be unmindful of the great mercy of Allah. We just have to get, Maulana Thani rahmatullah is written to this extent, that if a person sees a dream that he's in Jahannam, then too he mustn't give up hope. No matter what it is, and for Allah, how many cases there are, people who are in Jahannam, just somebody made dua for them, made some isal istawab. The child started going to madrasa, maktab, reading the name of Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The ustad taught him. Immediately Allah took the poor father out of Jahannam, put him into Jannah. So Allah's mercies are so great and so vast. We can never ever give up hope in the mercies of Allah. So anyway, this young man, He said that if what La Labbaik comes. So they explained to him, encouraged him, and he was shivering and trembling all the time. That's real fear of the awe of Allah Ta'ala. Finally, he put on his ihram. They made all the arkan of Hajj, Qurbani time. Everyone making Qurbani, sacrificing the animals. When they told him, he went, he said, Ya Allah, all of them are sacrificed. I got no animal to sacrifice. I am sacrificing my life. And he laid down and he passed away. So may Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us all that love of Allah in that way. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayh, on one occasion a person came with torn and tattered clothes, etc., like that, and he's looking surprisingly at Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayh. He had a chemist, all medicines in the bottles and all other things. So he said, what are you looking at like this? He says, I'm wondering how your maut will come. He says, why? He says, your ruh, your love of all the things, of your material things, it's every bottle. Your love, your ruh is in everything you cherish. And like a genuine businessman, what is in his fifth storeroom? On what shelf, which place, which was old stock, which is not there, but he knows it is there. Where it is kept, how much it is, where, how, everything he knows perfectly. His heart is attached to all that. So he said, how will your ruh come out if malakul maut comes? He said, what you worried about me, worry about yourself. He says, me, my ruh will just come out like this. He lied down and he passed away. No attachment to dunya. Today we have got attachment not to material things, not to halal things, but to haram things we have got attachments. And we can't do without those haram. Hey, how many youngsters today in one maktab, the rule is if a student is caught with a cell phone, they take it away, then the parents must come and then they will give it. So when the parents came and they say, my child is so addicted to the cell phone, he won't be able to sleep at night without the cell phone. Hey, the love of it is so much in there. And if he's got the cell phone, also how is he going to sleep? The cell phone is going to keep him. If he hasn't got it, he can't sleep. If he's got it, he can't sleep. Hey? So we are so addicted to this. And today, no matter, like wahi comes to a person. The minute that message comes, it's like wahi. No matter who you're talking to, but just quietly, with respect also, but you have to check it up. Till you haven't checked it, you can't find peace in anything. All this, yeah. So anyway, when a person cuts himself from all this now, and he has turned solely to Allah Ta'ala, what a stage that will be. May Allah grant us all that. And if we work towards it, even if we don't reach it, but our intention is to reach it, Allah, when maut will come, He will make us reach that. Today we hear of so many people who are having so good mauts, Jummah, and what beautiful maut. But we knew them in their lifetime, and we didn't see anything. But that person had that in him, that he wants to reach there. Allah puts him on that great and honorable place. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who said that, this Qurbani sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. And when Allah, when he left his son and daughter, wife and son, in Makkah Sharif, Hajira and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, by Allah's command, he went on doing his work of tabligh, propagating the message of Allah from country to country, all the time moving. And then Allah Ta'ala permitted to conceive child again. Few times he came. Now, falamma balagha ma'ahu istaqiya. Now, when the son grew up to that age, that he could now help his father in his work. But his father, when he looks after his children, now the son has come, you have become old now. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was very old at that time. And the son, now he has come matured now and reached that age that he can help his father in his work. When he reached that age, and you need your support the most at that time, while you are young, etc., you can do all your own work, but now at that age you need the support. When he reached that age, the father and the son has reached this age where he can support and work for his father. Inni arafil manam, I've seen in a dream which was wahi. Allah sent that wahi in this way. And every Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's dream is also pure and clean. Shaitan can't interfere with them in any way whatsoever. Anni azbahuka, I'm slaughtering you, Ismail alayhi salam. Fanzur ma'adha tara, now you decide what you think. What should we do? And this, wasn't he was making mashura, Allah's command has to be completed. But he wanted to test his son. That how far, how much the mother was, is another very, very important thing. The real duty of a mother is not only to change the nappies of the children, is not only to give the, to see that the children get its food and drink, but to bring them up Islamically. If the mother is reading the Masnoon Duas, that child without going madrasa will know all the Sunnah Duas. When getting up in the morning, when going to sleep, everything. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, one extra duty of the mother is this also, where she has to do all her other Islamic duties. Today we make sure children are ready for school, they're doing their maths, they are doing their science, their homework, but deeni aspects are generally neglected. MashaAllah, one good friend of ours, his son is completing hifz at the age of 9, and at the same time his daughter is completing also, and he says, I've made a rule in my house, after Maghrib till Isha, no, finish your homework, schoolwork, everything. All will just read Quran. Yeah, in lands he lives. But only Quran Sharif, all, the whole family, only Quran Sharif. So in this way, that tarbiyat. And there are so many other people. Haji Yusuf Rawat, marhum of Reunion. If you could say that he owned half of Reunion, it wouldn't perhaps be an exaggeration. He was honored by the president of France, and he was called there and he was given some great honor. In other words, in dunya's lines also. But I saw with my own eyes every night from Maghrib to Isha, with his children, grandchildren, sitting about 20, 30 in the courtyard of the masjid, and he's teaching them Quran Sharif. And there are so many people like that. One Sheikh Muhammad Arab, Yemeni, in a place just above Mombasa. Also like that, you drive when we were going for our programs, they show us this building belongs to him. That filling station belongs to him. That supermarket belongs, very, very rich man. And he has made such, the one supermarket is waqf for the masjid. All the income will go to the masjid. That's that block of flats is waqf for the orphans. But he also sits with his children from Maghrib to Isha. His own children will read Quran Sharif, when they finish they go, and he sits with his grandchildren till Maghrib. So there are people like this also. So the mother, she has to see the mother primarily. So one extra duty, Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, the father sometimes leaves home before the children wake up also. He returns after they're sleeping. They don't even see their father. Or very little they see, or weekends perhaps little bit they see. It's the duty of the mother to ingrain on the mind of the child that your father, he's earning, that's where we are. The mother feeds them, the love for the mother grows. When they get sore, they got a headache, they tell the mother. She gives them a panado, everything they see, the mother is solving their problem. They don't see the father. But your mother's duty to say, it's your father who's working so hard. And he is bringing all the income in the house. And because of him, we are living like this. We have got all our needs fulfilled, satisfied, etc. And she has to teach them the respect. I also listen to your father. I don't do my things. And you also have to listen to him. And what he tells me to tell you people and teach you, that I am teaching you people. So all of us, we have to be listening to the, so that love of Allah Ta'ala, that respect of Allah Ta'ala, as it is for the father, we don't see Allah Ta'ala. We see material things. The Nabi came and taught us, it's not your shops and not your, it is Allah who is seeing. Have that love, have that respect, obey the orders and the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, Ibrahim Ali Salatu Wasalam, when his son became at this matured age, he then, according to the words of Dr. Iqbal, he said that, who taught you all this? That when he said, Inni arani, inni asbahuka fil manam, qala ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Immediately he said, oh Allah, do what you have been commanded. You have been commanded to slaughter me, don't delay, do it. He said, from where did this come in, this young child? Between the age of 9 and 13 roughly. He was a young boy. And he says, immediately, I'm ready for it, slaughter me. Then take me and slaughter me. Where did it come from? Was it the mother's teaching or was it the father's upbringing? Really it was both. The mother's teaching, so like that, this Qurmani is a lesson for all our mothers also. That we have to bring up our children. When they're washing their face, then, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. When they making wuzu, then all the du'as of wuzu, Allah maghfirli dhambi, wa wasi'ali fi dari, wa barikli fi rizqi. Everything entering the house, leaving the house, all the time if this is in the house, the children will grow up like that. And if nothing, if there's music playing in the house. One friend wrote, he says, our TV is broken. And now I've decided not to buy a new TV. And my wife is supporting me also. MashaAllah. But he says, now what are we going to do in that time? The time we were watching TV. There isn't enough time. There's no time to watch TV. There's so much tilawah, zikr, dua. We are so behind. We got how many qaza namazas. There's so much to do. But mashallah, that spirit that no more we're going to keep the TV. So if all those things, fashion and going to all wrong places, today shopping is a necessity, but how many malls, what and what, we get involved and embroiled in so many more things. You want a nice little outing, fine, fair, but today you get, one person used it as a dalil, that for the sexes to mix. He used this as a proof. He said, when you go to the beach, don't you see other women? You take a dalil from Quran Sharif, from Hadith, but he takes a dalil from this. The proof of his argument he takes from this point of view. Where have we reached? That this is now a proof that for religious gathering, for the sexes to mix, because when you go to the beach, you see other women. Guide us. So we are so far, but this was the upbringing of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. And what does he say further? Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. You will find me, Allah, I will make sabr. I will contain. It's not easy, a child to give his life like that. Shaitan comes when Ibrahim alayhi salam, he wasn't taking mashura. He was just saying that how much the mother, how she has cultivated the child. And for us also, as husbands, as fathers, we also have to see to how the upbringing of our children. And we have to make regular dua also. And effort also, the correct education we must give our children, and the correct tarbiyat also we must give our children. Maulana Salim Dharat, Damat Barakatum, says when he completed his alim course, he with his father were visiting his sister in one town, and it was the days of Baqreed also, and the days of Tashreeq to read the Takbir after the 23 in namazes. So he was talking with his sister that we'll go for namaz, so we have to go. Delaying. Then after it got a bit more late also, finally they just made it. When they finished their namaz, they read the takbir. The father says, I can't remember a single day of the days of Tashreeq that we have to read the takbir. The 23 times Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That I ever missed one day with Asr and with the takbir. And he says, I didn't let you become an alim, that you learn it's permissible, that you can go and go in the last rakat and get jamaat also. I made you an alim, so that you uphold all the values of Islam. So this is what has to come into us. Today we take advantage. We know the masalas, so wuzu for us, just quickly slap, brush, wash hands, wash the face, legs. Wuzu is made. Come and stand in the namaz in the last rakat, and our namaz is made. No, our knowledge of deen was that we know, like you learn business economics. It's not that you just take shortcuts and you just manage to make a living. It's how to maximize on your profits. How to gain the maximum out of your money. So this knowledge also, it is not to see all the shortcuts here and there. This is sunnah, this is nafil, all that. How many buzurgs who knew this, how they told their children? Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when they were living in Deoband first, they were with his father, Maulana Yasin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So one morning Fajr time, it was raining, what we will call cats and dogs. So he Mufti Shafi was just graduated, so he made his namaz at home, and permission is given in Shariat also, and it's raining so heavily. You can, but on the other side, in Shariat, in Hadith, glad tidings have been given to those people that on dark nights, and when it is when you just don't want to go out of the house to go for Jamaat Namaz. But his father went, and his father was alone or just with the Muaddin. When he came back, he said, I didn't make you an alim to see the rukhsat, the permission Shariat has given. Look at the azimat. And for that, This is absolutely necessary that together with our knowledge of deen, we have to see the lives of our akabir. How they practice on deen on these hard, hard occasions. How they fulfill. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, now he's going with his son to go in there and slaughter him. When he goes, shaitan comes on three occasions to try and stop him. And he says, where are you going to slaughter? Would you ever see a father slaughtering his son? It's Allah's hukam. And he says, what is Allah's hukam? Imagine, can we do this? Eh, mashallah, there are such students of ours. They wanted to go to university. The father said, I can't afford it. I can take a loan, and a loan is will be interest bearing, and that is haram. So that is right out of the question. But how many of our others, for small petty things on our credit cards, how many of us are paying interest all the time? On other loans that we are taking, etc. And it means nothing to us. Perhaps we never make tawbah. Also, one very sad thing, may Allah save us all. When a person gets into the habit of something, the evilness of that sin goes out of us. Like for example, Bad Nazri. If it wasn't for our Shaykh who has been a lifesaver in this, we are looking around freely at women, not even perhaps not with a bad intention. But you're not allowed to look, even with a good intention, whichever intention, you're not allowed to look. Hazrat made us conscious of it, and so conscious of it. And this is with all buzurgs, although if you stay in the company of them, but Hazrat particularly made effort on this. Otherwise, how many of us, we didn't think of it as a sin, and when you don't think of it, you don't make tawbah also. And when you take it for granted, afterwards you start justifying yourself. One other very, very common sin which is amongst us, backbiting. And we justify it, but this, but that. And so common, and of who and who don't we, and we don't even realize we are bad, and we are in major, major guna. And sometimes Allah save us and forgive us while we are in namaz, and we are thinking bad about somebody also. Sometimes in namaz we are thinking other filthy thoughts also. And sometimes we are thinking bad about somebody. All these major sins. So when a person gets involved in some sin, he comes to a stage where he takes it for granted. He doesn't think of it as a sin. And afterwards he starts justifying himself again. Today interest is being justified with so many names today, different names. But interest is being justified when we get used to it. Then we start justifying it in different ways. So unfortunately, that is also a case which is happening. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, to say it's the command of Allah. Finish. End of the story. No justification. He came then, and he went to Hajra alayhi salam also. And he told her also, where's your husband? He's going to take my son to gather firewood. He says, no, he's not gone to firewood, he's gone to slaughter. He says, did you ever see a father slaughtering his son? He says, it's the command of Allah. She said, if it's the command of Allah, he has to do it. She's going to be left alone again. The son is going to be slaughtered. Ibrahim alayhi salam will go again for his missions of tabligh and da'wah and calling the people to Allah. Alone in that barren land of Makkah, she's going to be left. And now the boy is young, he helps his mother in all the work. But now he's going to be slaughtered. She says that if it's Allah's command, it must be fulfilled. This is Qurbani that was to bring up, not just a matter of paying 2,000 rand, getting an animal, slaughtering it, and it's over, and we enjoy the meat, and we're having a braai over the weekend, the whole family is getting together. No, it is for all these lessons to come into me, into us, that we work towards this. The reality of Qurbani has to come. And this reality also will come when we start doing Qurbani as it's supposed to be done. For example, a person says, Roza is faraz, but I'm a working class person, or whatever other excuse he makes, I can't keep it in the day. I will keep Roza from sunset till sunrise. Whole night I will keep Roza. You have changed the form. Your Roza cannot be made. Though during the day you might have kept an 8-hour Roza, maybe. And at night you slept for the balance of the time. 16 hours night, and you kept double the amount roza, but your roza won't be made. So Qurbani, though it will be made if we send it away anywhere, Malawi, anywhere, cheaper, whatever, but the real Qurbani is when we get personally involved. Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's qissa, he had a visitor, he slaughtered a chicken. Allah Ta'ala told him, Ibrahim, honor your guest. So he slaughtered a goat or sheep, Ibrahim, honor your guest. He slaughtered a cow, a camel. Ibrahim, honor your guest. Now what must I do more? So much I have done. Then he started doing it all himself, serving the guests, cooking the food himself. Now Allah say, now you have fulfilled the right of the guest. And today how far are we? That we, the guest has got a great of rights upon us, but we are very, very weak in all these things. So Ibrahim also, to fulfill the rights of Qurbani, that we get involved in it completely. And we see the professionals when they skin the animal. When they just cut a few places and they just pull the whole skin down. And you see that the flesh of the skin also pure white. When we do it ourselves, we cut here, so much meat we leave over there. But when they do it, pure white. And the animal also pure clean. This Qurban is to make us pure like that. When you see that skin like that, and so much so that it appears that even air won't, doesn't go between the skin and the body. Not even air goes between that. And how pure and clean that animal looks. This Qurbani is to make us so pure and clean. So this is what that Qurbani, when we get personally involved, we go into, and if Allah give us tawfiq, that we even go to the poor areas, and Qurbani meat can be given to the poor and to the rich also, to anyone, friends, to the poor, to Muslims and non-Muslims it can be given. There is an occasion, what all, we know what the security situation is, everything, but that we go to these places, Na'am al-Amir ala babil faqir, very blessed is that rich man who goes to the door of the poor person. وَبِئْسَ الْفَقِيرُ عَلَى بَابِ الْأَمِيرِ. And very unfortunate and very bad is the poor person who has to come to the door of the rich man. When he has to come here and beg here, etc. Today we see beggars come, but do we go to their doors? If we had gone there, they wouldn't have to come here. And when they come here, we say they are just pretending, they are seeing if there's anyone at home, they are watching the movements of the house. Had we gone there, then they shouldn't have to come here. So we have to look after all this. And our deen has taught all this and taught it in perfection. Just say, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on Abdullah ibn Ubay, Salul, the leader of the Munafiqeen, his son was a genuine and very, very true Muslim, requested Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make janaza namaz. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, oh Allah's Nabi, don't make his janaza namaz. He's a Munafiq, open, we know it. Allah revealed the ayats. He said, I haven't been stopped. I've been given the choice, made them, and about 1,000 Jews accepted Islam on that. So if that character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam can come in on the occasion of Qurbani, if we can give out, just yesterday we were having a discussion with some people, they say amongst the common people, local people, they know that Muslims are good people. Many places giving out of water when there is a need of water, many other things also, alhamdulillah, it is being done, but this must be done on a one-to-one basis as well. Not only a collective effort, but everyone, but today we all, shaitan puts all the excuses in our minds also. So we have to show the true teachings of Islam. Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayhi used to say, people have heard Islam. What Islam is, people want to see Islam. That our character everywhere, if we can show them truly what Islam is. So anyway, three occasions shaitan, and that is why the hajis were, and Allah accept everyone's hajj, we tell the three places, because then he went to the son Ismail alayhi salam also, we tell the three shaitan. Now we do it as a ritual. But it was really that the pelting was that we are pelting our nafs and our desires. Any thought that Allah's command will come first. When Allah's command has come once, there are so many people, when namaz time has set in, no, nothing else, it's namaz now. Adhan, the words of Adhan come on the ear, they don't matter which meeting they were in, what deal they were signing. But today, we find our good, all of us, Adhan carries on and we carry on talking. Like just, it's absolutely nothing whatsoever. Whereas Adhan is so important that we respect Adhan properly. And then we fulfill the rights of Adhan. Come for namaz immediately after Adhan, prepare to go to the masjid, pray, and be ready for namaz. May Allah bless us with this. And also one little, just shortly, this Qurbani, Allah Ta'ala has given us the best form of slaughtering also. This has come through various sources we had received, that the universities in Germany, Bonn is a university town, and there they did a lot of research on the various forms of slaughtering and killing animals in the world. There are terrible forms of killing also, chopping the head off some people to kill an animal. They put in the fire a rod, poker, and when it's red hot from the back, they push it into the animal. What torture! And then at the same time, think of ourselves also. Fishing is a great hobby amongst many of us, and we take that worm, and we want a nice fat worm, and we take the hook and push it through the worm. If somebody has to push a hook through us, think how that is also Allah's makhluk. It's a creation, it has got life, and to use that as a bait, think of it, how can that be permitted? How can it be possible, though we are doing it all the time, but how can it be possible? So that is also Allah's makhluk. We cannot ill treat any ant also. Anything we are not allowed to ill treat also. Anything of Allah, we are not allowed to pollute water, to pollute the air, anything. That is what Islamic teachings are. So, the slaughtering. So they tested, and when Alhamdulillah Allah gave us the opportunity, we were there and we spoke, they gave us a more fuller report. And they said that, just I'll try and be as brief as possible, that when we slaughter, we have to slaughter the throat. That is how we will take the life of an animal, how Allah has shown us. And the nerves that carry pain to the brain, they are right by the skin. So the minute you put a sharp knife, those nerves are cut. So now the animal feels no pain. And this is not difficult to understand. Go to the casualty place of any hospital, especially over the Christmas weekend, New Year weekend, how people are chopped in their head, what things, what patients are coming. But they're laughing, they're talking, because the vein, that nerve has been cut. They're not feeling the pain. So they're carrying on, we think they're very brave and strong. So Allah has kept that nerve there. The minute you put the knife, that nerve is cut. And just that split second, that animal feels the pain. And then there are four things that we have to cut: the windpipe, the food pipe, and the two veins that carry the blood. The best is to cut all four. Minimum is at least three must be cut. That we must make sure, whether it's chicken, whether it's a sheep, whether it's a bull, cow, anything, the three minimum has to be cut. Now when you slaughter that, now what you have done is you have blocked off the blood, that the heart is a pump. The real function of the heart is a pump. It's pumping blood all the time. And the whole body needs blood. The brain also needs. Now, when you slaughter it here, the blood is stopped. It doesn't go to the brain. The brain and the whole nervous system is not here in front. It is at the back here. So the brain sends a message from there, which is still intact. That's why it is makruh to slaughter the whole head off. Chicken, sometimes it's happened, you put a little more force and the whole head also goes off. But the goat, etc., that won't normally happen. So now the brain sends a message to the heart that I need blood, I'm not getting blood. So the heart works more harder. And the brain sends a message to all the parts of the body. The chicken, the goat, sheep that we slaughter, and it's kicking its legs. It's not out of pain. It's in its great effort to send more blood to the brain. Brain, if the brain is not there, nothing is going to, there's a headquarters. And the heart supplies the blood. So they all work in order, so that's why it's kicking its legs, not out of pain, but because it wants to get up more blood and send it there. And not Muslims, but non-Muslims in our country, when they buy meat, they are prepared to pay extra. They say, we want halal. Because they that meat from where all, and also another thing, when you slaughter here, all the blood goes out of the animal. Very little remains behind. And that meat which has got the least or no blood in it is the most healthiest and the most tastiest. And when you spin an animal, the brain death. And that is like one friend of ours, his wife passed away, very pious woman also, towards the end. She said, my head is throbbing, painful, very painful. A brain hemorrhage, she had, and then she was in a coma. But that is the pain. When you stun an animal, you shoot it, that is the pain it gets. It's unimaginable. Compared to slaughtering, that is negligible. That is no pain whatsoever. The greatest pain the animal gets is when you stun the animal. Now you have dumbed the whole brain and it can't, it's formed completely. Just like this, sometimes we sleep and we get up, we don't know where we are. Sometimes while traveling we are very tired and you feel so uncomfortable. Like this, that poor animal suffers that with the stunning. And Allah has given us the best form of taking the life, and that is by slaughtering. So don't let anyone fool us. Today even our Muslim, our young girls, they can't see the slaughtering. They feel it, they take it to be too much, whereas this is the best way of slaughtering which Allah has given us. And there are very many other aspects also. We should try and acquire all this, not listen to ulama. There are many aspects of Qurbani. A lot of bayans have been given. Get all the reality of the Qurbani, and then we try and do our Qurbani according to that. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy, save us all the whole ummah from mishaps during these days, all the time, everyone. And may Allah make our Qurbani go nicely, smoothly, and may Allah make it easy and accept it and give us the reality of Qurbani. So much so that we are prepared to give our own lives for Allah's sake. That is what it is. When before slaughtering we read, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. But we do it as a formula, as a formality. But the reality, may Allah make it come into my heart, into all of us. May Allah accept, inshallah. If somebody wants to become bad. And there are some females also, they can just also repeat the words. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن آهد بما آهد الله عليه فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحب. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. Repeat. O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from bid'at, innovations, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my five times namaz on time according to sunnah, and for men with masjamaat in the masjid, to fast during the month of Ramadan if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same. If hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya, Naqshbandiya, Qadiriya, and Suharwardiya. Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs, of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, with afiyat, salamati, and aman. O Allah, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter, gather me with all the righteous and pious. Yes, may Allah accept, inshallah. And then you meet Mawlana Musa. He'll give you the forms what you have to be doing and how to contact. And wherever you people are, or wherever our friends, our khulafa are, you can keep contact with who you please, and that. You can even keep contact with me, no problem. Or otherwise, whatever you feel comfortable, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم وأهله، رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم زدنا إيمانا بك وتصديقا بكتابك واتباعا لسنة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر من وبطن. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وأعمالنا من الرياء، وألسنتنا من الكذب، وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم قوائم العين ما تخفي الصدور. اللهم اجعل حبك حب الاشياء الينا، واجعل خشيتك اخوف الاشياء عندنا، واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق الى لقائك. واذا اقررت اعين على الدنيا من دنياهم، فاقرر اعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وانت المستعان وليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا، واجعلنا سببا لذلك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.